extremely local news. Let's go to Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Wednesday.
Same to you. So a Wrigley Field vaccination site could be coming soon. Tell us about this.
Right. This word came out yesterday. There was a plan in place, just like the United Center is doing a vaccination site in the parking lots there. There's a plan in the works to open up a vaccination site, not inside Wrigley Field, but in that big red brick building they put next to it, which is the Wrigley Field offices and a conference center. Advocate Aurora is the brains behind this operation. This wouldn't be a federally run site. It would be run by Advocate Aurora Health with the existing vaccine doses that they've been allocated so far. So the plans are they're still being hatched. The city hasn't signed off on it yet, but the idea is just to try to find within the city sort of a centrally located place that people can get to off of the L or buses, and they decided Wrigley Field would be a good spot. So right now they're targeting people 65 and older, and there is not a launch date yet for this. And like I said, it's still being put together, but it's great to hear that more and more of these mass sites are being located in places around the city and hopefully throughout the suburbs and the whole region as well.
Yeah, that would be good for the north side up at Wrigley Field. And then the United Center super site is supposed to open a week from today. Let's talk about Maxwell Street. And it was so great to go down to Maxwell Street back in the day, negotiate for everything from tube socks to hubcaps. And they had all those street vendors and blues men. And you've got a story about the blues bus. Tell us about this.
Right. In all that hubbub of the old Maxwell Street, there was Reverend John Johnson's blues bus, which was a school bus. He had painted it baby blue, and he had written the names of all sorts of blues heroes that had come through Chicago or got their start in Chicago on it. And it was really his mobile record store. He had tapes and records in there. He had hollowed out the bus and no seats or anything like that. And that was your go-to spot near the corner of Maxwell and Halsted. If you wanted to check in, get the Reverend Johnson to give you some suggestions for old blues tapes and records to pick up. So now there's a plan in place to try to revive this bus. It's sort of it's seen better times. It's in a field in south suburban Crete at the moment, and there's an effort by the Maxwell Streets Foundation to bring it back, to restore it, and to find a permanent home for it where it can serve as a in a museum or just some sort of testament to the Chicago's old blues history and Maxwell Street history. So, they're still working on it. They figure Steve Balkin from the Maxwell Street Foundation is trying to organize this drive. He figures he needs about $20,000 to restore the van, restore the bus, and find a spot for it. He has a dream of putting it at the renovated Pullman Museum, the Pullman factory that's being restored down in the Pullman neighborhood, and make a Maxwell Street shrine there almost, or part of a museum exhibit. You could do you could sell polishes down there. You could do a blues museum. So there's lots of things in the works, but the main thing now is they want to get this bus out of the field, rebuild a little bit, and start working on making it a centerpiece of a blues museum somewhere.
Yeah, what a market that was. It was always fun. I remember as a kid on Sunday, what a scene with the music and all of the merchants and merchandise, and I can still smell the grilled sausages and onions. It was some place, wasn't it?
That's what I was going to say. The onions are the part that stand out. And the Blues Brothers really, there's just that little scene in the beginning where they really immortalized it in the movie as well.
That's right.
People too young to have enjoyed it.
And finally, on the south side, the Roseland neighborhood, looks like a big business incubator will be opening up there.
Yeah, I wanted to point this one out. This is called the 1921 Center. It's also going to be a co-working space. It's a really big building down at 110th and South Michigan. It's 12,000 square feet. It's got 26 separate offices that people can rent, and it's going to be a home to about 7 different startup companies that they're really going to try to work together to support each other and really bring some bring some jobs down to the Roseland neighborhood. It's named 1921 in honor of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma that destroyed what was then known as the Black Wall Street. Just the entire Greenwood district of Tulsa was burned down in race riots. And the gentleman who's building this new incubator, James Parker, is really trying to honor that and revive the Black Wall Street spirit and bring some businesses and bring some opportunities for people to work together down in Roseland. So it's going to be themed for that. Each of the offices is going to be named after folks that were part of the Black Wall Street. There's murals going up now. It just opened this month. He's going to have a grand opening later on in the month, a little fancier, but it's open now, so we wanted to give it a little love because it's up and going and the newest business in Roseland.
Glad you did. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.